This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On this episode of Down the Wire, football is still in our brains, but baseball is still ever present with the hot stove heating up. And I asked Tom about his personal feelings. All this and more coming at you down the wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast Down the Wire.
Episode number 147, Down the Wire. Welcome into the show where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways. My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Where?
Right there.
Oh.
And David, is December 1st. Does it feel like, holy shit, it's December 1st? Or, wow, it's only December 1st right now?
No, I'm kind of like, eh.
Because I thought yesterday or 2 days ago, I was like, holy shit, it's like only November 29th. And then already today, I'm like, holy fuck, it's December 1st. That's where my brain's at right now. So easily skewed. I thought November took forever. And now it's like, holy shit, we're in December.
I haven't felt that way. But you know what? I can appreciate and understand what you're talking about.
Not a lot of snow here in Milwaukee.
We did have it.
Yeah, it wasn't
it cracked my windshield.
Yeah, nice. We haven't had a shovel or anything yet though, right?
No, I let it melt.
Yeah, it all melted very easily. No need to do any hard physical labor for it. I got a new phone too.
What?
Yeah, I was actually very hesitant to get a new phone. I liked the iPhone 11 that I had. It was reliable. It was beat the shit though. And it started to really become a hassle charging. I've had the phone for like 4 or 5 years almost now. I don't know. Maybe not five. It probably didn't come out 5 years ago, but I want to say I was still going to Parkside when I got the phone. And I think I got it like either my freshman year or sophomore year.
Tom.
So like the phone's old.
I get it. I've had two phones over the past 13 years.
That's literally a lie.
No, it's not.
That is 100% a lie.
Why?
Because you're not you're counting two iPhones?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a lie because you definitely had other phones before iPhones.
No. I mean, I did, but I didn't. I said in the past 13 years, 2010.
No, your phone literally was newer than my phone.
Yep.
And when you got an iPhone in 2010, you had it until 2020?
Two phones over the course?
Okay, so what's your phone and when did you get it?
My phone is an iPhone 12.
And when did you get it?
Before COVID. So that makes 2019.
And you had one iPhone for 9 years?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Tom,
I'm dead
fucking serious.
No, you can tell me that. I don't believe you.
Okay.
So that's fine. You can believe that in your own mind. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm calling bullshit.
You can call bullshit. You go ahead.
Okay.
Ask
everyone else, anyone who comments that Dave is bullshitting, I will give you $50.
Well, now that you're going to have to give them 50 Deutschmarks.
They use euros in Germany.
Well, I decided to go to the Deutschmarks.
Anyway, yeah, but I got the 14 Plus and then quickly realized from like, I don't know, random shit that I got sent to me after you buy a new phone, right? That it was probably the worst one to buy. Could have just got the 13, which is a very similar phone. And the 15, you get upgrades if you spend like $100 more.
So what's the problem with the 13 versus the 14?
No, I'm saying that I didn't know that before I bought it. I was just thinking like, okay,
I know,
whatever.
I'm asking like why, I know you say it's like similar, but like.
It has the same chip. It's got similar, like it has new colors. It's basically the same phone that's just been like, okay, Apple, we have to get a phone out this year. Why don't we just do the same one, but put colors on it?
Okay.
Yeah. So kind of a buzzkill, but I like the phone. Happy with the phone. It's got a little bit better battery life on the Plus as opposed to the regular one. But yeah, I haven't had a phone. I haven't got a new phone for a while before that. So. Yeah.
Okay. I'm impressed.
And I went to the Apple store and they did the transfer. So do you have the eSIM yet or do you have a physical SIM card?
I don't know.
Okay. So then you should definitely do the eSIM. Transfer your shit to eSIM because when you get a new phone, it's the craziest shit ever. You put your phone next to the new phone, boom, transfers.
Okay.
So get the eSIM if you don't have it already.
Maybe next time.
No. Put the eSIM on your phone now so that you get rid of the physical SIM card. You don't have to take it out or anything, but you can literally transfer everything to an eSIM.
Okay.
And then when you get a new phone, you can just boop, boop. And I went to the Apple store instead of going to like T-Mobile or something because every time you go to T-Mobile, they have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. And they're very
helpful. We do Android stuff here.
Right. So I went to the Apple store and they're like, we can literally set up your new phone here today. And I also have another question for you. How many people do you think overall work at the Apple store? And how many people do you think work at the Apple store on a given day? Mayfair Mall.
Okay, so like, are we saying work at the Apple store at a time or all together?
So when I say in a given day, that's how many people are on the schedule to work, like today's Friday. How many people will work at that Friday today? And then when I say overall.
Is on the roster.
On their roster. Now, I will say there is a seasonal bump for the holiday times.
Of course.
But I think even the other number is surprising as well.
The other number as in...
What is the actual number of, like, full-time employees?
Let's go with... I'll say there are probably 20 people there at a time between the in... Like, per day.
Okay.
And then overall, let's go 50.
So you are wildly wrong. 40 employees will work there in a given day. 120 people work at the fucking Apple store.
Well, how can they be full-time?
Well, they have 87 full-timers. Oh. And the rest of them are seasonals.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's
still insane.
Insane.
But I definitely would have preferred that clarification.
I said there's a seasonal bump.
I know.
Don't fucking blame me for this. You're so...
Oh, my God.
You are fucking... on one today, I swear to God, dude.
No, you're just mad.
No, I'm not.
I'm happy. I had a great day.
You had breakfast.
I went out.
Where'd you have breakfast?
Meadows Diner in Franksville.
What the fuck is that?
Near like Racine, Mount Pleasant, because I went down to my Amazon store.
You say Racine?
Racine?
Yeah, I say Racine.
It's not Racine.
Racine.
It's Racine.
Racine. Ruh.
It's not ruh.
It's not. I'm not H-ing. It's ruh.
Ruh.
What sound does A make?
Ah and A. It's not Racine.
Racine.
They don't say That's a U sound.
Racine.
You just fucking backed yourself into a corner there.
What is the Greek,
saw your
what
face.
Is the Egyptian god of the sun called?
Ra.
It's not Ra.
It's Ra. Ra.
It's Ra.
It's not Ra.
Ra.
No.
Racine.
You fucking backed yourself. I saw your face the minute you asked that, what sound does the name make? I said Ra. And you go, Oh, shit. No. You're like, you're right. Rough. I saw that rough. Fucking face.
When you see the letter A standing alone in a sentence, how do you pronounce it?
Like, I have a thing to say?
I have a thing to say.
A thing to say? No, it's
not. Racine.
I have a thing to say.
People say
No.
Yes, they do.
No. I'm sorry. I did not say that.
This is a. No, I said this is a. You can say it's Racine. Now, everyone who's turned us off and we've weeded through all the people that don't want to listen to Wisconsin talk. Dave, what do you want to talk about first?
Tom, we need to speak to what's about to happen in the NFL. The coaching vacancy field is getting wild, yes. And I think the story itself of possible replacements is enough to drive me insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, Frank Reich, gone.
Gone.
Right? Josh McDaniels, gone. Those are two openings.
I did predict Ron Rivera would be the other... It was Ron Rivera, I said, right? Was the other in-season firing? Yeah. So, I think that will be my other...
Well,
that,
I don't know... You never predicted Josh McDaniels.
No, but I said
we thought there was no way that was going to happen.
That it wasn't physically or fiscally possible to do that. Yes, but I did say Frank Reich, like, he wasn't going to make it the whole year. They fucking suck, dude. Panthers are bad. Now Schefter had his tweet a couple days ago, maybe a week ago, how they predict 7 to 10 coaches will be gone by the end of the year. We started naming off a few. When we saw the tweet, it was like, whoa, that seems like a lot. And then we kind of realized.
Yeah, like, it's not that crazy.
Probably going to be somewhere around there.
Well, I don't know if we had him in there, but Eberflus is on.
Eberflus was on the back. Yeah, he was on the back end when we were naming him.
Because now that is a big deal, is Jim Harbaugh is in talks for two teams specifically. The Bears and the Panthers. And I'll tell you right now, one of those teams is a far bigger front runner than the other. And that's the Bears.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you want two top five picks or two top 10 picks? Probably. And
the fact that's his old team.
Right. Played for them. The Panthers
suck.
Have no first round pick this year. No second round pick the year after that. Bryce Young has not even shown flashes. Like, at least when Trevor Lawrence sucked, it was like, okay, or the Jaguars sucked with Trevor Lawrence. It's like, you can see he's good. Okay, like, that's going to work out. Bryce Young, I really have never been impressed with him this entire season. And maybe that's harsh, but I'm not in love with Bryce Young at all. And I think that job's going to be the least satisfying job if you get an offer of the ones that'll be available.
Ooh, man.
So let's spitball them again. If we were going like most likely to be fired, what's the other coach that comes to your mind?
Well, you said Ron Rivera, right?
Rivera seems like, and I think the Commanders job is better than the Panthers job. No, Commanders Sam Howell,
the Panthers. And
the defense is, not great, but
no, their offense is more to be liked.
Weapons all over the place. They got to use Scary Terry better, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's embarrassing.
You still got Curtis Samuel, Logan Thomas.
There you go. that's how you're struggling there.
There's another receiver I can't think of. Brown is his last name.
No, what's Jahan Dotson?
Oh, Jahan Dotson. Yeah, he's kind of been a bust so far. But
yeah, I wouldn't say it's that bad.
It's not that's great. Dramatic. It's not great. Okay, so that job, guaranteed better. Now,
Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles is gone. Gone.
Do you think it's more likely Todd Bowles is gone or Brandon Staley's gone?
I mean, what are the records?
The Chargers were like 4-7 at a point this year. I don't know if they still are, if they're 5-7 or whatnot now, but I know they were 4-7.
Yikes.
Staley's gone. Like, he's out. And that job is probably after the Bears.
That's not
the most.
One that's like... not enticing.
No,
we're talking about you said you asked.
I went with most likely to be fired because I think we're trying to name the ones we're mini predicting along the way here. So sure. I think most likely to be fired, Ron Rivera being at the top, absolutely. I think Brandon Staley's two. I like Todd Bowles at three, just from spitballing here. After the Bears, we've already put Eberflus up there. Is there any other ones that jump out as like they will be gone? Because I think those three all seem fair of they will be gone.
Can I throw Antonio Pierce in there?
No, because that job already counted.
I know, but I'm saying I think even he has like a strong potential of not coming.
I would say he's got a pretty good chance to stay there. They went like they're 2-1 or something with him, and they were with the Chiefs for a little bit. I don't think that that's a for sure. I'm trying to say, are we thinking of anyone else? And I don't want to count the Raiders twice because Josh McDaniels already got fired, so that job is presumed open.
Okay. I don't trust Dable's job. I think he is in trouble.
Okay. So if Aaron Rodgers comes back and plays and gets hurt again, Bob Sala will be fired.
Yeah, but I think they'll they'll give Sala
I don't know if fucking what's his name? Dable gets fired necessarily as is it Gettleman as the GM, he should be fired from the Giants. Sure. Because signing Daniel Jones just...
Dennis Allen's got to be gone.
Dennis Allen could get out.
Arthur Smith is another one.
Well, whoever wins that division will be safe. Whoever doesn't, like, that's going to jeopardize their job.
I don't know if they'll be safe. Why would they? There's nothing good in that division.
If you win the division with 8 wins, like, okay, whatever.
Fuck that. If you win with 8 wins
and win the division and you win a playoff game, maybe
you are under 500 and you're going to and win the division and you're going to expect you to be safe.
Look at Pete Carroll.
I get that.
He's done it before. Didn't the Packers do that when Aaron Rodgers came back the last week of the season? Or were they 1 win above 500?
I think they were above. I don't remember them being under, but maybe they did.
The Cardinals definitely did it too back when.
I'm not saying, Tom, that it's not possible. I'm saying that they are not safe because of that.
Right.
McCarthy, if the Packers did it, it's because McCarthy was there. He had a Super Bowl win under his belt.
Correct.
What does Dennis Allen, Todd Bowles, or Arthur Smith
Todd Bowles have? Has a defensive coordinator Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the same, and you know it.
Dennis Allen have a defensive coordinator?
Probably.
No, he was with the Raiders. He sucked. I don't remember. And then what was the other one we were just debating right there?
Arthur Smith, who's got nothing.
No, he went to the AFC Championship game with Tennessee. Yeah. So I think the number from right there, it's right around that 10 mark on the high side. I mean, I heard a report that Sean McDermott's job is not in jeopardy. I will be the judge of that when they miss the playoffs. Yeah. If they miss the playoffs, that's going to be a scary one for Sean McDermott. So they'll probably be a little carousel. You think anyone's going to like come back into coaching? Is there anyone that was gone for like a year and then might come back? Like the only one I can think of is John Gruden, and I know that's not going to happen, but he might go to a college team. So
Dennis Allen definitely does not have any Super Bowl.
Okay, good.
At least not in the coaching part.
Anyone like who took a year off? Who were the coaches? Like John Fox probably get another fucking shot.
No.
Steve Wilkes.
No. Oh my. Oh, Steve Wilkes is actually up there. Yeah. He has been talked to before.
Steve Spagnuolo.
No.
Chiefs defense has been fucking elite this year.
It's not. No. Bieniemy is there.
Bieniemy will get that one. Bill Belichick could be gone too. Like that's another one we're not talking about.
Yeah, but he won't get fired.
Right. He'll leave for another job.
He'll just leave.
I think he might take another job.
There is no chance. He will just leave.
That's what everyone said when Tom Brady left. No chance he goes somewhere else. Bill might do it. Bill might. I could see it. But yeah, he could be gone as well.
I'm trying to see if there's who are like the new guys. Who are the new guys to?
Well, Ben Johnson's kind of the favorite for Carolina right now.
Here, top NFL head coaching candidates for 2024 and well beyond.
Okay,
so mind you, This is from September 29th, okay?
Okay.
If Deion Sanders is in this fucking list, we riot.
Okay.
Because he's garbage.
That's false, but okay.
What?
He's fine. His team's not good.
No, garbage.
He's fine.
Garbage. All right, locks. Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator of the Lions. I actually like that.
Jordan fades back. Nailed it.
All right. Ejiro Evero, the defensive coordinator of the Panthers.
I'm going to say no, probably on that.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. He was looked at, though. Remember, he was actually on the short list for Vikings, the Packers.
I thought.
The Packers.
Oh.
Remember, before they hired LaFleur, that was the name. That was back when he was on the Broncos?
I'm going to say right now he's not getting a job. I'm going to predict.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator of the Dolphins.
Okay.
I don't hate that one. Yeah. I don't think he's a great.
I don't love the name.
Oh, speaking of don't love the name, how about offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey of the Bills?
Mm.
Oof.
Yeah, this he's losing himself a job.
Did not age well. Or how about Brian Callahan, the OC of the Bengals?
Yeah, another one. Losing a lot of ground.
Good Lord. Press Taylor, the OC of the Jaguars. I don't hate that.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
I mean, it's not great. Kellen Moore. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he
might just take over the Chargers job.
Yeah. Brian Johnson, the OC for the Eagles. They're
a factory.
Honestly, like, Sirianni's, like, tree is kind of solid.
Well, Steichen looks good. Gannon, I don't know.
Gannon's in a shitty situation.
Correct.
So, like, but you can't.
Steichen is far surpassing expectations in Indianapolis.
Luke Getsy of the Bears.
No.
No chance.
Who would hire a Bears coach?
Well, not.
Say Joe Barry. Do it.
Just why would you? Why Joe would Barry you hire already. The OC of the Bears ever?
No.
Just
well,
bad.
They thought that Justin Fields is going to be good. Remember,
Mike Kafka, the OC of the Giants, also looking rough.
Did he? Is he a bald guy?
I have no fucking clue.
Wasn't he a quarterback, Kafka?
Maybe.
Look that up real quick. Go ahead. Proceed.
Josh McCown.
Nope. He just got fired.
Did he really?
Yeah. From the Panthers.
Yeah, but. You know what? I still think that McCown's had enough of a name. He could easily repair his image.
Yep.
He was up there for a minute.
Yeah, that was dumb. Greg Olson's going to get the Carolina job too. Okay. Like
that is hilarious, yeah. By the way. Please let that happen.
Mike Kafka is the guy I was thinking of. Yes.
All right. Sweet. Adam Stenovich of the Packers.
No.
No.
Okay. He's not getting a head coaching job.
Eric Bieniemy. I can't even believe that they didn't have Bieniemy in the locks. Like, as a lock.
We say this every year. Every year we think that he should have a job already.
Also, man that should always be in the names, OC of the Colts. Do you know who that is?
No.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, yeah.
Rate the name. 3, 2, 1.
9. 10.
Oh, how does it get better? How can you make Jim Bob Cooter better?
If his name was Vagina Bob Cooter.
Okay, what about Jim Bob Cooters? Like, plural.
Only if he drew his O's with eyes on the O's.
Oh, my God. Thomas Brown of the Panthers, not
How many
there.
Fucking people are on this list?
There's a fuck ton of names, and they're all OCs.
No.
Shane Waldron, Todd Monken. That was just the offensive coaches. Here are the defensive ones.
Okay.
Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
go. I like that.
Mike McDonald for the Ravens. Okay, I don't hate that. they got Wink Martindale. No fucking chance. No fucking chance.
No. Giants aren't getting you.
Good Lord.
Who's the Browns defensive coordinator right now?
I do not know. But they have the Bengals DC, Lou Anarumo. Shane Bowen of the Titans.
Stop reading off. It's Jim Schwartz, dude. Jim Schwartz absolutely could get a job this year.
Yeah, but he shouldn't.
Why?
Because he needs to not attempt coaching again.
Listen, I understand that he didn't do great, but he's been a head coach.
Sean Desai of the Eagles. What? And then here are the second chance head coaches. So maybe this is where Jim Schwartz pops up.
Okay.
Dan Quinn.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Raheem Morris of the Rams. I don't hate it.
Was he a head coach?
Yeah, he was of the Buccaneers.
Oh, okay.
Vance Joseph of the Broncos.
No.
Really?
No.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
Brian Flores of the Vikings.
Yes.
Steve Wilkes, there he is.
Yep.
Good Lord, they have Matt Nagy.
No.
The OC of the Chiefs. That's a...
Yeah, yeah, and it's probably all him calling the plays, I'm sure.
Bill O'Brien.
He might get some traction, yeah.
And then special teams coordinators, Chris Horton of the Ravens.
Rich Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia. Bubba Ventrone. Oh, I'm sorry. Why have I not heard his name before?
Bubba Ventro?
Ventrone.
That's a nine as well.
Yeah, that's a solid fucking name. Great name. He's the special teams coordinator of the Browns.
Ooh.
And, oh my God, there's more.
Yeah, you know. Dude,
this list is gigantic. I'm not reading all these. We're done.
Like, I agree.
I'll just keep talking. I'll just keep looking to see if there's anything.
I have nothing more about football. I think that we are getting to a point where we're going to start seeing more people fade away. And I think that there's going to be seven openings. I'll say on the low end, seven openings. Five more, because we're including the two that already happened.
I'll go eight. I'm going to take the one more.
Okay.
Man, there's a lot of fucking names, dude, that just suck.
They suck. All right. How about just a quick thing here? It's college football championship weekend. First game is today. I believe it's Washington, Oregon. College football playoffs going to come out. I was looking really good saying Florida State was going to win the national championship.
Womp womp.
And they're still undefeated, and they will make the playoff if they win today.
But
they are starting their third string quarterback against Louisville.
Yikes.
So not too confident about that game.
Tom, do you know? Sorry, I found another name. Do you know who the quarterback's coach of the Broncos is?
Dick McConaughey.
Try Davis Webb.
Oh, yeah.
28 yeah. years old.
Okay.
Saying that he's got potential. Weird.
Rushing around. You like that one. Yeah, you did.
I hate you.
So we'll have all the CFP news. If Georgia wins, they'll be in. If they lose, they might still be in. Nick Saban will be pissed if they're not in after they beat Georgia. I think that the way this works out is we're going to see Georgia. We're going to see Michigan. Did you see the Iowa point totals for the Michigan game for the Big Ten championship?
Okay, what's the matchup?
Iowa-Michigan.
Okay, it's going to be Michigan plus 27.
Minus.
But, sorry, that's what I meant.
I think it's 23.
Okay.
Did you see that Iowa's over-under for the first half point total? It is at half a point. Ooh. Literally, if they score, you win. If they don't score, you lose.
What are you taking?
I mean, how do you not bet the over? That's fucking...
That's what I'm saying.
Zero? All they need is a field goal. Right? All they need is a field goal. I mean, Iowa's terrible. They won the Big Ten West averaging 17 points a game. Like, that doesn't even seem possible. Their defense could score a touchdown. I mean, that counts. So I would bet the over just for fun. I don't even think it's a better bet. I just think it's fun. The other thing, what did I want to say? Oh, my other two teams. It's going to be the winner today, Washington, Oregon. I want Washington to win. I think Oregon's going to win, though, because Washington already beat them once, and beating them twice is going to be tough. And then Florida State, I'll say, makes it still, and they beat Louisville.
Okay. But I actually don't hate that.
I don't think it's – if they don't win, then it will be probably Texas. Probably Texas making it.
Oof.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because Ohio State, oh, Texas is at 7.
I know,
Ohio
but...
State's at 6.
Mm.
They might just let Alabama jump all the way. Even if they lost. Even if they lose.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, Alabama should play in the thing. They just lost one game. They lost to Texas.
Play in the thing.
Texas has one loss to Oklahoma this year or some shit.
Oklahoma. Whatever. I got messed up.
Nice.
I started off with Alabama in the Oklahoma spot, and now it's like, no, I fucked it up.
Oklahoma, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Yeah, but that's not how it goes.
Yeah, it's Alabama, Alaska, Arizona.
I was trying. No, I know, but I was trying to start where Oklahoma is.
Oklahoma, where the winds are.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. So be on the lookout for that. Baseball's going to get fucking crazy in a second here.
I have another article for you. This one's not
as
quite
painful?
As
painful. Okay, yeah. All right.
But it is The Athletic put out a one free agent for all 30 teams.
Oh, my God. Can we just do, like, the top 10 free agents? Because I don't need to hear the Brewers get fucking bum fuck bum. From.
Seth Lugo.
Yeah, exactly. See, like I don't care.
Oh man!
Like, you're where do fun. They have Shohei Ohtani going? Where do they have the other?
Take one fucking guess.
The Dodgers. Okay,
but I mean that's something to talk about. The big name right now is Blue Jays, which is insane.
I heard Cubs as well. Very involved.
No, it'd be Blue Jays, and guess what? If that happens, buy Vladdy Jr., buy Bo Bichette.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
That's insane.
Shohei's pretty fucking good.
I get it. That will not be good for your team.
They haven't won shit with them.
Well, I think, is Vlad...
Vlad's kind of been dog shit recently.
Yeah, but I think he'll be easier. He'll do better having Shohei in that lineup with him.
Possibly.
And Bo Bichette, like, I get it because I think he's a free agent, right?
I don't think either of them are.
Oh my.
Yeah, I think you're slacking on your baseball. I think they're both clear, and I think they're just going to bring in Shohei, spend a fuck ton of money, and go from there. I don't think he's going. I think he's going to the Cubs. Like, I'm already mentally preparing that he's going
and
to the Cubs.
And then you're just really going to get fucked?
Yeah.
Your whole brain.
I think the Cubs are just going to fucking give him so much fucking money, and that's it. It's done. I think that's where he's going. I know everyone's like Dodgers. Okay.
Will you cry if that happens?
I will be very pissed.
That's not what I said.
I don't think I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. But... I will immediately go to Bart Winkler's podcast feed to see him cry, or all the people all the people that call in cry.
Yeah, so I mean, it's we do kind of have one deal already in place, right? Sonny Gray going to the Cardinals.
Yeah, they also got Kyle Gibson and another guy. They signed three pitchers.
They wanted the pitchers, man. They said that right off the rip.
There is a lot of people who have signed still already, and there's going to be more that will break out the big names. Pretty much what I've heard is everyone's waiting for Ohtani to sign, and then
Dominators are going to fall. Yeah,
it's Ohtani's going to be the first name to sign. I love Ohtani being like, "Hey,
well, he's going to
see
market
if
rate.
I can trust you, so I'm going to have secret meetings." And then if you tell anyone that we met, like, you're dead. Like, I'm not signing with you then.
That's fair.
So.
But, like, here's the thing. Because, like, if you were the Brewers, you know you have no chance of signing Shohei.
Right.
But you could capitalize by trying to grab every person imaginable. Right? And try to get them at a better deal.
Like Seth Lugo. Like, that's the mindset of this
Reese
team.
Reese Hoskins. Who
was hurt all last year. Like,
yeah,
you're taking
but
a chance.
I think Reese Hoskins should be their number one target.
Well, they don't have a first baseman, so they better fucking get a first baseman.
But here's the thing, though. Otani is going to set the market rate of, like, sure. He got this, so why can't I get this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I worry for the Brewers because of that.
I am very confident they will get nothing bums. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, I would have just fucking brought back Carlos Santana on a 1-year deal or something. Like, fuck.
Might it. As well.
Yeah, right?
Especially if you're clearly rebuilding.
Like, third base, you know, Justin Turner seems like another one they could just bring in. Like, another 1-year guy. What about, like,
Michael Conforto?
No.
For a first baseman?
He's not a first baseman. Plays outfield.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay.
No, why do I? What about CJ Cron?
I don't know. Guy who's been really good in, like, previous years. Not,
Denver?
Yeah. Like, not really in love. I would love just Joey Gallo. Like, I'd rather just have someone that's going to come here, either hit a bomb or strike out.
Yeah, but Gallo's not a first baseman.
He can play first base.
He can? Has he?
Well, he has. He just doesn't anymore. Now he plays left field or something. Also Jackson Churio.
Oh yeah. That is something I also wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Like the sneaky fucking move that they're trying to do that is going to,
it's done. It's going to be done today.
And it is going to change the MLB.
You don't think? Yeah. Yeah. I think that
okay. So Tom, explain this more because you brought him up.
Basically, the Brewers are trying to pull a Brave, is like I like to call it, and capitalize on a guy's value while they are going to be cheaper and will have more control over said prospect. But they are doing it with Jackson Churio, who has never played in the major leagues. Now, the deal looks like it will be 8 years, $80 million. So they'll be paying him on average $10 million a year for the next 8 years. But I think they even have 2 years of control with them still. So it's like 10 years of team control with a couple of options at the end of it. When I saw the headline when they were going to do it, my initial thought was this is going to be in the range of Corbin Carroll, who just signed his 8-year deal the year before.
Which was how much?
8 years, $111 million.
Okay.
But Corbin Carroll had less than 100 MLB at-bats. Keyword is MLB at-bats. Jackson Churio has...
zero.
Six triple-A at-bats or something like that.
Yeah.
So...
there's a lot on the line for this.
It's a deal that's worked out decent for some. Luis Robert, they did that with him. He's a fine player. There are other deals where it's worked up really bad, like Eloy Jimenez, who, ironically, same team.
But not signed by him. That was a Yankees move.
All I'm trying to say is that it is a very good move if you think he is Ronald Acuna. Because this is what the Braves did. They did this with... have you seen Ozzie Albies' contract? It's the best contract in baseball.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna might be the second best contract
in baseball. Well, for now. For now.
So, he's the consensus top two prospect in baseball.
And it has never wavered. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be one thing if, like, okay, well, you know, he's had slip-ups here and there, blah, blah, blah. No. Jackson Churio and Jackson Holliday have been number one, number two, basically since they were there. For the better part of, what, the past 2 years? Does that sound right?
So, looking at his career numbers in the minors... He has 47 career minor league home runs. with an 837 OPS, batting 286, and that's in about 1,000 at-bats. Okay? And he also has a little bit of speed with him. Last year, in 2023, he hit above 280, 282, right? 805 OPS, 22 homers, and stole 44 bases. 150 hits across 531 at-bats. So he's good. He's really good. They like him a lot. This is the all-in move the Brewers are going to make. And my thoughts on it are this is kind of like the headline free agency, because a deal like this would assume he's going to be on the opening day roster next year. So I think they're trying to get like the Brewers fans to be like, okay, this was your move. Don't expect anyone cool to be on the team next year.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah.
So that's why Seth Lugo is on that short list. Like, it's fucking...
I love how attached you are. Because I saw that and I was like, fucking Seth Lugo.
I fucking told you when you said, let's go through all these teams. I'm like, I know the Brewers are going to have someone who I don't give a fuck about.
Oh, my God. It's a really bad name. It really is a bad name.
It does absolutely nothing to move the needle. There's no fun in that. Devin Williams just won reliever of the year again. Second time now, which in the NL, 10 years of the award now, five different teams have won it. That's it. Because the Brewers have five of the last six. Thanks to Josh Hader and Devin Williams.
Yeah.
Can you name me one other player that's won an NL reliever of the year? Just one.
For?
The NL.
Oh, the NL? Aroldis Chapman.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little surprising, no?
The award has only been around since 2014.
Okay.
I knew you weren't going to be able to.
Is there a pirate on there?
Nope.
Is there a national on there?
Nope. Yeah.
Hold on. I want to get there. It's painful.
Literally needed one name. Okay, I'll give you some hints.
Oh, God. I can't remember. Diaz? No, that's not
yep,
it.
Yep.
Diaz?
Edwin Diaz.
Okay.
Okay. There's one guy who is on the Phillies now. He's jumped around all the time.
Oh.
He has the really fucking weird pitching motion where he starts like this.
Who the fuck is that guy? Why can't I think of his name?
He's an absolute stud. His name rhymes with Tag Timbrell.
Craig Kimbrel.
Yep. Another guy who's won it twice, who was a Dodger most of his career, but just picked up his 400 save with the Red Sox.
Oh, Kenley Jansen.
Yep.
Okay.
And I forget who the other guy is, but I'm not looking at it right now.
It's too early for that.
I think that was that five teams? Kimbrel, Jansen, Diaz, Brewers.
Diaz Brewers.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember who the other one is. So nice. That's gonna be the move, Jackson.
All right.
Basketball, Marquette plays UW this weekend, so
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, UW's going to get
speaking of disappointing.
Shit stomped. Oh, my God. You never give me any cues on this, so I got to fucking go all the way over, and I always skip one too many.
I already told you to change it up.
Shut up.
All right, Tom. I was talking to you earlier about why shit was kind of in a bummer mood, right? Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
So I've had like a tumultuous week at work.
Explain tumultuous.
Rough.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like basically, right? You know, why I didn't do the W-2s, right? Because I was caught up in some bullshit. Because when I was making these W-2s down for the work, I had to go and find my pay at work, right? When I went there, I noticed that my pay is 50 cents less per hour than what I should be making. And I was like, the fuck? I should be at this rate since September. So it's been a hot fucking minute, right? And basically, long story short, I went through it, blah, 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 blah. And they're trying to tell me that I got hired on at this other rate at this position. So that's why they're fucking me out of 50 cents an hour. Yeah, 50 cents extra. So I'm kind of like, what the fuck? I had a great thing going.
Yep.
Then you had to do this to ruin it.
Correct.
And that is the basis of my halftime today.
Okay.
I want you, I won't say it's a draft because we can, I think we're going to be different enough.
Okay.
But if we all sort of fall on the same thing of bad things that make good situations awful, like things that make situations bad. You know what I mean? But instead of going 1 to 5, like drafting the worst one, whatever. I want to start at that like that 4 spot and work our way up.
Okay.
So like thinking about it, like what is something that is like, God, that sucks.
Are we going to be like that make things inconvenient? Because no, I'll just say murder and that's number 1.
No, I want this to be a personal thing. Like I said, I want to get your feelings done through this one. I look, if you need it, I can do.
No, I have answers. I'm just saying like I don't know how extreme you want to go on these.
No. I want this to be relatable.
Okay. How about car troubles?
No, that's too vague, man. I want some specifics.
You're giving me no.
That's why I said I can give you mine first, okay, motherfucker.
You go first. You go first.
So like, here's my first one, Tom. How many times have you done like a long trip? Right. You done it like a
if
trip.
If you fucking say and then your car breaks down.
No. I have not a car breakdown.
Okay.
But you've done a long trip.
Done a long trip.
And when you're going to a place, maybe one that you've been to before, or you're looking up and you're like, oh, that shit looks fucking great. Right? Like, look at this place. Look at this this restaurant. We should go here. And then you go there and they're closed. Right?
It's like Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Except, you know, fuck those guys.
But
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that piss you off? Doesn't that like really?
I could understand why he'd be pissed off from it. I don't think that's relatable to me because I always just like.
But that, I know this is my personal thing.
Actually,
like,
I do this shit
all the time because I drive to like La Crosse every month. Like that's a 3-hour drive, and I expect when I'm going up there that I'm gonna get off at exit 69 in Mauston. Nice. And I was going to go to this gas station because they always had these really fucking like cool, like beers and shit that I was going to buy there. Right.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I was always super hyped about going there. And then 1 month I drove up there and that whole fucking gas station was closed. Like closed.
Yeah. I actually just had something happen to this when I was in Boston. We were going to go check out this like breakfast place and then we went by there and it wasn't open. So. But it said it was open on Google, so that's
exactly
why,
like that's fucking that was, upsetting. Yeah, it's not even was, disappointing. You're mad about that, and it kind of ruins your moment. Even it might not be like the whole trip, but it's enough of like a prolonged like upset You know what I mean?
I'm thinking of like going to a road sporting event and losing. Like you're outnumbered. You have like a long drive ahead of you where you're like, okay, that was fucking dumb.
So let me be personal for you. You
spent money on this.
Packers at Vikings.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, right? Christian Watson dropping that fucking pass.
I saw him drop the pass in person.
Yeah. I mean, you were mad.
Yes.
You weren't upset. You were mad.
I was fucking mad.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, because we saw, like, oh, my God, he's about to hit him on the first play of the year. Oh, my God, he just dropped the easiest pass ever. Oh, my God, we're going to suck this year. Like, immediately, like, change. Everyone kind of knew, like, we're going to suck this year after that play happened. Yeah. And I know it sounds extreme, but seriously, there was just like a, wow, if we don't hit those, we're fucked.
See what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, you've got this shit, right?
Okay.
So that, like, I know, like I said, 4-1, but just, like, give me your limits. I'm going to try to make my last one be the worst one for me. Like the thing that is the most, it could be like non-consequential.
Okay, I have another one. We'll do snakes. So I go 2 in a row.
Okay.
Work having to be the effective communication of email. That irritates the fuck out of me. Text me. I'm way more responsive. Everyone wants to fucking email, so it's like on record, but I can text on record. It's on your record, on your fucking phone. I don't want to check emails. I want text messages. It's way easier. I have my fucking email on my phone. I don't care. Cool. Whatever. It's annoying how much I have to be reliable through email.
Okay.
That fucking irks me.
That's fair. And you know what? That actually translates to my next one that I had, which is, you know, I work in a lot of performance-based, like, entertainment stuff.
Dave's a stripper.
Yep. And I am constantly getting myself in the zone for shit, right? Whether it be, you know, doing my comedy stuff or doing wrestling, whatever. Like, having to kind of, like, get focused for that event, whatever. But then 5 to 10 minutes before, they change your shit up, or worse, they just cancel it on you. That's fucking annoying.
Mm.
That is really fucking aggravating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And
I just had a show canceled this weekend. Yeah. Yep.
Bullshit.
It's tough. Be like that.
And I'm going to make sure that we keep it sports related, or that I keep it sports related. The number of times I have talked to myself being like, this is the year, Dave. This is the fucking year that the Packers draft an offensive player in the first round.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's fucking...
That pisses me off.
That you're just like, there's no way they can go defense again.
And it's honestly, it's not even mad at the Packers. I am mad at myself.
For assuming they'd go offense. Telling
that I'm like, today's the year. Dave, you should just fucking know that they're drafting Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, you fuck?
Yeah.
Why did you say that they're going to draft, you know, so-and-so? They're going to get, what's-his-face?
JSN.
No, the tight end, Michael Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would... They're going to get Michael Mayer right now. Here he comes.
Nope.
Oh, fuck me!
Yeah.
And I go, that's a different tall, big, white guy.
Yeah.
And he's on the wrong side of the ball.
If we're just going off the last year, what really frustrates me, Jesse Winker making the playoff roster could be on honorable mention. Like that one, that was one that kind of in hindsight just feels like Craig Council was like, I'm trying to have people not be upset if I leave because I'll do something so stupid like put Jesse Winker on the playoff roster.
Well, now that's like, oh, there's no way anyone else can hire me for making this move.
Right. Oh, wait, just get the biggest contract ever.
Well, he was going to get that anyways.
But by like a lot more. Yes. All right. So like an everyday anything. How about, oh, I had one and I lost it. How about if you just flat out are like waiting for someone in the right lane when you want to turn in the right lane, but they're going forward? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm gonna add a little bit more, and they do the slow roll going forward.
Like they're going straight. It's not a right turn only lane, respect, but you're one car away from just being like, oh my God, I could have fucking turned right here and already been driving, and this asshole didn't want to be two cars behind in the left lane, so I'm waiting for him.
You know what? You know what one is even worse than that? When you're trying to turn onto the road perpendicular to you.
Yeah.
And that person across that is on the road is trying to turn perpendicular to your road. So they have right of way.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, go. Go. Oh my God, there's space. Go.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Right.
I did that this morning and I ended up driving out and going around that man's car. Mm. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck your fucking fuck. How dare you?
There you go.
That one's aggravating.
That is aggravating.
That one pisses me off.
And then my number one gripe in the entire world, higher education. Like, don't go to college unless you want to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer.
Good Lord.
Literally don't. There's no reason to go. I went. I did it. I'm telling you, don't. If I didn't name off one thing you wanted to do there, medical field, law field, engineering, there's no reason to go. Do not go. It is dumb. You are paying for friends. Swear to God. It's a fucking truth. Anything other than that, management, go get a fucking job, okay? Communications, go get a fucking job, all right? Performance, go get a fucking job.
Yes.
There's no other, or a teacher. If you want to be a teacher as well, go to college, sure. Those are the four. Other than that, I don't know what else. Even teacher, you can go get a fucking para job and still deal with kids, you know?
That's not the same.
It's not the same. But I'm just saying there's definitely outlets to where you can simulate it. Other than that, no reason to go. Any other jobs I missed there?
No, I think that sounds pretty much accurate.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So my number one gripe ever, higher education, because you're not going to learn. Don't expect to learn. Like, that's completely off.
You're very sad.
No, like, that's completely off the table. You meet people, cool, like, fun, go to a U-rah-rah school, cool. But no, there's just no reason to go. If you're like, I don't know if I should go or not, don't.
You're the saddest person right now.
Totally just being 100% with people.
Yeah, I know. You're kind of down.
No.
You're matching the weather outside.
I'm just saying that there is a lot of people who are told, you know, this is what happens when you go to college, Did you ever think that you just don't have to? You don't.
I mean, it certainly helps get some money.
I'm just saying, you can make, if money is the reason you're going to college, it's a dumb reason to go to college.
The fuck?
To make more money?
I mean, I don't.
Plumbers make money. Electricians make money. Store managers make money. You can go manage a fucking Home Depot, no degree, and get $100,000 a year.
Yeah, but why can't it be like your, okay, this is way too much of a parent conversation. I'm good. You thought we lost them with the grammar shit earlier. Like, this is where we lose people.
No. I'm telling you, higher education. Don't do it unless you want to be one of those four things.
I got another one. This also kind of fueled my vitriol for this reasoning. Tom, this morning, I was at the gas station.
Oh, please.
Oh, my. And I got myself, an energy drink, and I got a donut.
Oh, please.
And while I was there, the donut, like, they didn't have the one that I wanted, but they did have Snickerdoodle.
Oh, please.
Right? Yeah. Sounds pretty solid.
Okay.
So, and I looked at it, I looked at the donut, I was like, all right, like, whatever. It's got the hard glaze, which is like, I fuck with that. Not that soft glaze shit, right?
Okay.
And I get this Snickerdoodle, and I start like driving off, and I like I'm eating it. I'm like, okay, oh shit, this is good, man. Fuck yeah. And I get down to like the last fifth of the donut. So it's a small fucking piece, right? I take one bite into it. Fucking cream filling.
What?
It was a sneaky cream-filled donut.
At the end?
At the end. It wasn't in the middle. It was like in... It was a round donut.
So if you would have started on the other side, you would have started with cream-filled.
It was a round donut.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it was like they didn't put the fucking tubing far
all
enough.
The way in.
Yeah, and it didn't have that weight.
Yeah.
But it was a fucking cream-filled donut. Ruined that entire fucking donut. I don't want cream.
Was that number one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Sneaky insert whatever filled donuts.
I will make sure that you check your cream before, you know.
Jelly, cream, fluff, I don't care. Don't fucking put anything in my donut. I just want a goddamn cake donut. Is that too much to ask?
No, but honorable mention I have again on the other side, Minnesota not knowing what black coffee was. Every time,
no way.
Dave, I swear to fucking God, every time I said, can I just get a large black coffee? They'd be like, you want cream and sugar in that? Like, no, like black. Black means just dump the coffee. They didn't have, I swear to God, a Starbucks in Minnesota, in Wilmer fucking Minnesota, did not. Fuck, they told me on countless occasions they did not have black iced coffee. I'm like, are
That's
you...
That's impossible. Because they always how? Have black...
How? Dump the hot coffee over fucking ice. I don't care. That it was so infuriating, and I have so many people that could back me up on it because of how stupid they sounded not knowing what black coffee was.
I don't get it.
I
don't fucking
at a star. It's not like it was a regular coffee shop that was local and they were like, oh, we don't fucking serve that. No, it was a Starbucks. Okay.
Yeah.
So figure it the fuck out in Minnesota. Figure out what black coffee is. Okay. Let's pick our teams.
All right. It's Friday. We already picked last night. Dallas
got scary.
We were fine. We were fine.
Dave actually picked Seattle plus 21. So Dave loses two
Get
points.
Fucked. All right. First up, Indy, Tennessee. Week 13 picks, baby.
I will take Indy. Yeah. Let's take Indy.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Indy is the right choice. It's fucking Tennessee, man.
Falcons, Jets. I'm gonna take
Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah, I mean there's no way. Are they
I don't love that though.
Do they have Joe Flacco starting?
That's not on either of those two teams. That's a
Oh, he's on the
team.
Browns.
Damn
Shit.
It, Dave. Ruin everything.
Because he is starting?
He's probably going to be starting.
Yeah.
I said this. I was so ahead on everyone on this. I believed Flacco would get that call, and he's going to start. You're welcome. I'm taking the Falcons.
Yeah, you got to take the Falcons. The Jets are fucking reeling, dude. Mm-hmm. They're so bad.
Lions and Saints. I take the Lions. Are you thinking about doing anything else to that game?
No.
Okay.
No, man. The Lions are disappointing, dude.
Okay.
They are as much as I think they're going to win, because I am taking them.
This is like our last week of buys, so the games are kind of thin on that category.
Would you be surprised if the Saints beat the Lions?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because I wouldn't.
I'd be surprised.
That's where I'm at, dude. I would not be surprised.
Okay. Broncos, Texans.
What are you just like all over the place? Cause I don't,
are you looking at Google?
I went off of Google and my picks are, my order is different. Maybe
I'm going boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. That's what I did. I don't know. Broncos, Texans, go.
You go first on this one.
Oh man. this is a game that could let you down.
I'm going to pick whatever one you don't pick.
Okay, then let me come back to it.
Okay, fine. Chargers, Patriots?
You got to go Chargers. I don't even care.
God, if you would have said Patriots there, I would have made you fucking go way. With that. Yeah, Chargers.
No, you can, and you just can't. Even if the Chargers fucking blow, they're still...
The Patriots are worse.
Yeah, the Patriots are so bad.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Cardinals, Steelers?
Got to go Steelers.
Got to go Steelers. Yeah, that's a tough one, though.
It's in Pittsburgh. I think that's like the big... That's the big one for me.
Dolphins, Commanders.
You got to go Dolphins.
Yeah, and I'm going plus 21 on that one.
Yeah, too. I figured.
Because the rest of them are scary.
I have an option. I'm not super worried about.
Is it Panthers, Buccaneers?
It's not.
Okay.
But I'm taking the Panthers. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
The Bucs. Why did I do that twice?
Panthers are not going to win this game. See, that's how you accidentally say it and then save yourself?
No, it's fine. I'm honest. I can.
Buccaneers as well. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Game of the week. 49ers, Eagles.
This is a hard one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the other team as well on this one. I'm just going to let you pick. Unless you want me to pick and you take the other team on both of these games.
Can't I do one and one?
Which game do you want me to pick? Which game do you want to pick?
I don't know.
Okay,
I
well. Don't
like either one. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I got to ride them. I've been in their corner the whole time. Give me the Eagles.
Okay, give me the Niners.
And I'll be fine if I don't win that game.
Okay. I'm going to take the Texans.
Okay.
So you rocking with the Broncos.
All right.
Yeah, let's ride. Joe Flacco's Browns and the Rams.
I mean, you got to go Browns, right? I mean, the Rams are kind of heating up.
They're kind of heating up. Remember when I told you I don't think they're that bad? And then you were like, they're fucking ass. I
will fight you.
What? That is 100% your takes.
Wait. I said that the Rams aren't bad.
No, I said that the Rams weren't bad and you were calling them ass.
Fuck you.
That is 100%
the facts. That is not the fucking facts.
The facts.
Get bent.
No.
Get bent.
Get bent.
Fuck you.
Get bent. Not true. I 100% was like, they're not that bad. And you were like, the Rams fucking blow. I'm going to take the Rams to lose.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't love that pick, though. But I can't pick against the Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to take...
But Joe Flacco starting after being with the team for like 2 weeks is like recipe.
I know.
For us to be like, wow, we should have not fucked that one up. You know what I'm saying?
That is a fucking coin toss of a game, dude. You know that one's hard.
No, I agree. I'll just get burned. I'll just get burned. Yeah. Like, I'd rather just be wrong.
I'm up one on Tom right now.
Experts heavily favoring Rams over Browns is this headline. Can LA take control of the NFC playoff picture on this headline? The Rams are 4-point favorites in this game.
Okay, well, that's only because of Flacco.
Correct.
Like, do you think they're going to be 4-point favorites even if DTR is there?
I don't know. This prediction says Rams 24, Browns 16.
You're going out to LA.
Yeah.
Like, that's. Fuck.
Going for their third straight win, the Rams.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll take the bait, I'll take the Rams.
And then it's Sunday Night Football.
I gotta take Kansas City.
I will also take the Chiefs. Okay. Although I was all over the Bears beating the Vikings that we didn't pick last week.
You did.
I was like, I
wouldn't say all over, but you were there for
it. I was like, they're probably the good.
Okay, I still have to take a plus 21.
Correct.
And
it sucks.
This is a week.
Chiefs. Take the Chiefs. Take the Rams. Let's just take the Rams to beat them by plus 21. And then I could get a 3-point swing on you in that game.
All right. I have two that I could take.
Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking Chargers and Patriots.
Ooh, I don't know. That scares me.
Tom, what else do I
have? No, I agree. I agree.
It's not like I have a fucking Dallas, you know, fucking Carolina game.
Correct.
The other one, though, that I think I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Give me Pittsburgh plus 21.
Yeah, that's the other one. It's just you got to hope that Pittsburgh scores 21 fucking points.
The thing I got going for them is that, again, they're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Which is a daunting place to play.
Sure. Terrible towels.
Yeah, I mean, just based off of everything else, though, like, where else do you go?
Correct.
Yikes. Yeah. All okay, right. That's the picks.
Quick hits.
Start them up.
Dave. This one from the game yesterday, DK Metcalf has been fined a total of $98,000 for excessive celebration or unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. So he spent his downtime learning American Sign Language and yeah. yesterday signed standing on business after yeah. scoring a touchdown.
That's pretty sick.
That's tough. That is tough. Not going to lie. That is pretty tough. Dave. A new baseball team is being unveiled in Oakland after the MLB approved the Athletics to move to Las Vegas. The Oakland Ballers, a.k.a. the Oakland Bees, will be playing independent Pioneer League baseball in 2024.
Good Lord.
Backed by fans and the community. Look at the logo.
Yeah.
Literally, it says Bees right
that
there.
That is awful.
Mm-hmm. Do I have one more before this one? Yeah, high school. What is this one? Esports is where I go to my next one. Detroit Catholic Central hosted the first ever high school esports assembly match against Macomb's Dakota High School, winning 4 games in the best of 7 match. It has been shared by ESPN Sports Center, The Whistle. All this other places, and basically these dudes that played in a gym, esports team, like had the gym packed and came out wearing like boxing, like shit, robes. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. These guys obviously fuck. And then my last thing, Dave, two cross-country skiers suffered a frozen penis during a recent World Cup race. Haven't we talked about frozen penis on this show before?
Probably.
It hurts so damn much. It's terrible. It's lucky that I'm going to have my second child because this is going to be difficult in the future. And if I'm going to continue like this, asked if he could describe the pain. Callie Halverson replied, no, those who know, they know. So, yeah, told the media that he spent 10 minutes heating up his penis in a tent where competitors warm up post-race. I have frozen my penis, for real. Damn, I had to lie in there for 10 minutes to warm up my penis.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Ice cold wieners.
Yeah. And another guy did it who, do I have his name too? No, I don't.
Right ice cold now. Wieners. That's all that you need to know.
Yeah. Just yeah. Just a friendly pee. Reminder that you can freeze your penis. Yeah. Go.
Oh my God. All right. I've got a couple, Tom. Did you Did you hear the absolute fun that was the Chicago Blackhawks this week?
Yeah, I heard that was not true.
Of course it wasn't true.
Okay.
But it still doesn't take away from the fact that we should talk about it.
Okay.
Because that shit spread so fast. Corey Perry, a player on the Blackhawks, who is like fine, and they're having a good season, just was unceremoniously released.
Mm-hmm.
And easily the biggest rumor that got spread was that he slept with rookie sensation Connor Bedard's mom.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen Connor Bedard's mom, kind of a dime.
Would.
Yeah, like, not wrong. But super funny, right? Unfortunately, it, you know, it turns out it was like drugs. So, you know, and, you know, mental health stuff. So okay. It was like rough. Well. But good news, Corey is going to get treatment. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
But also, let's just go back to a time when we thought Corey Perry was sleeping with Connor Bedard's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, that's it's tough.
Tom, did you hear that Travis Kelce is getting some love to come and play for the Cleveland Browns?
No, I did not.
Ah, I got one on you. Perfect. Tom, if you could think of any Cleveland guy mm-hmm. to get you to try to get Travis Kelce to come on over, offering
LeBron James,
offering him $1 million as like a bonus to come play for the Browns.
LeBron James.
No.
Joe Thomas.
I'm going to say music industry.
Who the fuck's from Cleveland in the music industry? I don't know. Who the fuck's from Cleveland?
How about Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, interesting.
Is that enough to get you hyped?
Okay, that's interesting.
I know
he was from Cleveland.
I know you are a MGK guy.
Not really, but...
I
listened to one album of his.
And
it's a good album.
You rocked it hard.
I rocked two songs hard. It was our intro that was approved by you as well.
It's a good song. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to take the title of the MGK guy on the podcast. I refuse.
Well, it's not going to be me.
Okay, well, we're not giving that out. I'm not. No.
It sounds like you're backpedaling pretty hard.
No, I'm saying that I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that because I'm not MGK fan enough to be MGK guy.
Okay.
I will be anything else. I'll be the Taylor Swift guy on the podcast.
Fuck that. What? I mean, like, sure, you could have her because I don't like her. I don't find her that attractive. I mean, she's
whoa,
good-looking.
I'm talking about her music, you fucking perv. Okay. Get him, Swifties.
That gesture tells me otherwise.
I didn't do anything.
Whoa, Tom, inappropriate.
Stop. You're going to hell.
Do you think that's going to work, though, to get Travis Kelce over there?
Okay. No. No. Where's Taylor Swift from? Is she from Texas? She be a Cowboys?
I don't
Kentucky,
know where she's from.
Tennessee?
Why where do fuck I not, is she from?
Where is Taylor
she's,
Swift?
Well, you know, she's a music plant, so she's got money.
What does that mean, plant?
Oh, you don't know that about her career?
She's from Pennsylvania.
Her career is all made up.
That's what some people will say. Eh?
No, but I mean, it was. Her dad, like, purposely started her off in the country, like country genre to help move her over to the pop genre and make her huge. You don't know this story?
Spent summers in New Jersey. I'm just trying to figure out. She moved to Nashville to pursue a career in music.
Yep.
At
a very young age.
Yeah, towards
because that was her dad. Because she couldn't get in. If she would have started in the pop like genre, she wouldn't have became big.
Sure.
So they purposely planted her in the country genre to help bolster her career because it was an easier market for her to kind of make a name for.
Yeah.
And then when the time was right, when the, like the iron was fucking hot enough, they moved her to like, here's your pop album. And that's when you got,
Shut up.
Trouble.
Yeah. So I would have guessed she was from Pennsylvania. But
I definitely wouldn't.
West Pennsylvania or West Reading, Pennsylvania. So maybe Philadelphia. Go join up with Jason.
Oh!
Or that's East. Sorry, Pittsburgh.
Tom, my last one. Do you know who David Nalbandian is?
God bless you.
Okay. Argentinian. Former tennis player. Pretty much his only claim to fame is that he went
and played tennis.
He played in a Wimbledon final against Leighton Hewitt in 2002.
Who's that?
I mean, Wimbledon winner.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah. I mean, like.
Okay, anyway, this Argentinian tennis player did
some stuff. So, he was dating a, let's see if I can find her name. What is it?
Rihanna.
Why can't I find
Taylor her Swift. Name?
I know the last, well, his girlfriend.
Shakira.
A former girlfriend, rather.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Joan Rivers.
Are you good?
Anyway, go ahead.
Great.
Please read.
His girlfriend, a former model, another tennis player, or like Argentinian person.
Okay.
Torrado is her last name. They ended up splitting up.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And they were kind of going about their lives, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ex-girlfriend had her brother come over. And while they were there at one point, saw something like in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And David Nalbandian ended up installing cameras in the house.
Oh, nice.
And was spying on her.
Cool.
But according to him, he couldn't see anything because the internet connection was bad.
Yeah.
So, that still shows intent of just like creeping on your ex.
Yeah, just get over it, bro. Just get over it.
Yeah, couldn't see anything because there were internet problems.
Mm.
The fuck?
Hot. All right, are we done? Gotta wrap this up. I gotta go.
Wow, okay.
I told you that we gotta start at noon, and then you got here at 12:45, and then, you know, that kind of sucks.
Araceli Toronado. Toronto.
God bless you.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm gonna spy on her, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
I'd look walking past.
All right. That's gonna do it for us here on Down the Wire. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Podbean. If you don't want to download us, you can always check us out on thechairshot.com.
Frozen penis.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast Down the Wire.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.